Hey everybody, welcome to Pray Today for the 28th of October. Today I want to make another challenge for you. Yesterday it was to pray with somebody. If you haven't done that yet, I want to dare you to do that today. Today I want to challenge you to pray with a child. Now some of you may not have a child in your life, so when I say pray for a child, maybe you can or pray with a child, maybe you can pray for a child instead. But I think most of us have a child that we could pray with. Now, your parents, obviously, and even if they're grown children, that's okay. But I really want to focus on the young ones today. Jesus, when the little children were coming to him and his disciples said, "Hey, get the kids out of here." Jesus said, wait. This is paraphrasing, of course, but Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven belongs to those such as these." He said, "Unless you become like one of these, you have no place in my kingdom." And so children are so precious to the Lord. And I have been praying for my children since before they were born. And I have journals where I have written prayers for my kids throughout their lives that I've written, not near as often as I would have liked to. But when I pray with my children today, and I pray this a lot with my daughter who is at home with us, who is a teenager, and I pray this for my son Zach, who is at home, who is 9, and I pray this for my grown children as well. And here's what I pray for them. Each time that I go into my daughter's room to pray with her, I pray that God would protect her. I ask God to protect her as she goes into this day. Protect her physically, protect her emotionally. I ask God to provide for her. Similar to what we prayed the other day when we went through the parts of prayer, I ask God to provide what she needs that day. And then I always pray that God would prepare her. And I even pray that God would prepare her spouse. Now she's 13 years old. My son is 9 years old. I have another son that's 18 and one that's 20. And I pray that God would prepare them for what he has in store for them. And I pray that God would prepare them and their spouse for their marriage. So I ask God, when I pray for my children, for provision, for protection, and for preparation for both them and their future spouses. I believe this can make a difference in our children if we pray with them often for God to provide for them, for God to protect them, and God to prepare them and their future spouse. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for children. Thank you, Jesus, that you made it so clear to us that children aren't a hindrance, but children are a blessing. And the innocence and the faith of a child is what we long for in our own lives. God, I pray that you would place children in front of us that we can pray with, whether those are our own children, our grandchildren, our nieces or nephews, or maybe the children of a family that we know, Lord. I pray that you would speak to your people as they pray for these children, as they pray for provision, as they pray for protection, and as they pray for preparation, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we praise you today that we have the opportunity to pray these things over these kids. In Jesus' name, amen.